Hello. Hi. Turn my music down here a little bit. There you are. How are you doing?
I'm just fine.
That is great. I see you're wearing turquoise.
I am.
Lovely. Alright, so let's go right into the meditation. Please relax all of the tension in your body, beginning with the top of the head, your shoulders. Relax all of the tension in your back, waist, legs, feet, and your whole body. Become still, slowly becoming more and more still, and more still. Let us focus only on our breathing. And let us allow that breathing to become gentle and relaxed to the utmost possible degree. Let us firstly bring our attention to the crown center. Invoking that ultimate source of energy, of consciousness, and of matter. The crown is that portal, that vortex which connects that ultimate source of energy to the finite expression of energy, which is our bodies. It is the ultimate evolution of life, that one life, the beginning and the end. From whence everything is came and to where everything is going. That ultimate source is the reason for the power of matter to create. It's the reason for that upward pull which separates our body from our mind and places the mind in a position over the body, is because that mind is the fabric in between spirit and matter, in between this ultimate pole of spirit and the dark, finite pole of matter. And all between these bodies, there are fields of attraction, allowing for streams of force to descend from this ultimate expression of the self, and through our higher bodies and through our consciousness and into the physical world as life. Likewise, we invoke this same spirit into our bodies, again during meditation, consciously. And by doing so, we as the body, as starting out rather as the body, reach up and bring that force which has flowed down back up to its source. Let us just gently feel that connection between our body, our mind, and our spirit. That connection, which is a never-ending cycle of force spiraling up and down, inward and outward, rather. This infinite will, this unified, synthesized whole, totality, as it steps down into individualization, into the monad, becomes the third eye. The third eye is the field in between God, or the highest spirit on one hand, and the Atman, which is ourself, the highest self, which is individual. The field of energy, that is the third eye, blends cosmic individuality with spiritual individuality. And is the midpoint between the two, manifest as the monad, the highest spark of essence, which is not an aggregate form, which is not, in other words, synthesized into one whole.
Thank you.
Let us pass through the third eye now, down into the heart. And just gently let us feel the area of the heart center. Just being aware of that center. The pleasant energy of the heart. The warm, comforting energy of the heart. Now let us move to the solar plexus and blend this airy heart chakra energy with the fire there of the solar plexus. Breathe in the air with your lungs and push it downwards into the solar plexus as a consuming fire. A gently spreading fire from the center of the chest. blend the two motions of energy of the heart and the solar plexus. Visualize a burning golden vortex forming just above the solar plexus. As this wheel begins to spin, it circulates, wheels around this gold flame, dispersing it throughout your causal body and buddhic bodies, dispersing it throughout that level of your consciousness, which is the highest, but still on the level of the mental plane. And as it disperses out, it begins to pass through and beyond the reaches of your mental body. And radiates around you. Let's bring this energy now back up into the crown, because this energy will always push itself upwards and synthesize and blend together into one. Let us just gently feel the energy circulating up through the throat and up into the third eye and the head. As we reach past the throat, we pass a sky blue light and through to the golden light and white light and purple light, which is in the head centers. And white light and blue light and some magenta light. Within the head there are 7 synthetic centers which correspond to the lower centers and are reflections of them. But reflections which are one synthesized spiritual system. Not spread out through the different levels as are the 7 chakras, but working as one spiritual awareness, as one spiritual body.